When you're competing in a sporting event, you'll know your focus is on the little things that you've got to get right, the muscle memory from training. So what happens when something not in the script happens? A competitor has a medical episode. Well, on Thursday during the New South Wales Nippers State Championships, that happened. Peter Lloyd-Jones was there and joins us now. Peter, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Thanks for coming on the program. Now, your son Owen was involved in this incident. What actually happened?
So Owen was he made the final of the surf swim for the under-11s. He was going really well, going strong, and he was out towards the first can, so the first buoy that they have to turn around, and he was in about second place. I'd run over to the finish line to watch them come in. And unbeknownst to me at the time, because I was over on the finish line, Owen had an asthma attack. He went to take a breath, struggled to take a breath, went to take another breath, and he just couldn't get a breath in. He was trying to tread water, and his vision started going a bit spotty, and so he calmed down, and he tried to calm down and lay on his back, and one of his teammates, he was in the surf swim, saw him, and came swimming over to him. He saw he was in distress and called for the IRB, so the inflatable rescue boat. Another one of his teammates saw him, and Owen said he's never swum. This kid's never swum so fast, and he swam over and held him up with his arms behind him and supported him and talked to him until the IRB came and rescued him. And in doing so, they I guess they showed what surf life saving is about, and just the act of valour, I think, from two 11-year-olds is outstanding, and the selflessness and sportsmanship of it was, yeah, out of this world. And I'm just forever grateful to them. So,
Peter, the two boys that stopped to help Owen, were they in contention for a high placing in this race? Did they? Because that's the report I got, was that they could have gone on and placed high here, but they stopped, didn't continue with the race, and, preferred or wanted to help Owen out.
I'm not sure how they were going, but they're certainly, they made it to the final. All three boys from South Maroubra made it. The three of them made it, but both Tate and Jordan, the boys that were involved, they were actually, they were behind Owen. Owen was in second place. Owen was a good chance of the medal, I think. He's a very strong contender, but I'm not too sure how they were going at the time. But each of them on their day is quite capable of coming out and winning a medal or going top five or so. So they didn't even bat an eyelid. They didn't blink, and they just stopped and looked after him. Actually, and another kid from another club, I'm not sure which club it was, Owen wasn't probably in the mood to be noting down everyone's swim cap, but another kid stopped and just said, "Are you okay?" and yelled for the IRB as well. So
has
cut across the whole sport, really.
Peter, has Owen had an asthma attack in the water before?
No, never. No. We know he has asthma, and he's being treated for it. It's being managed, but he's never had a proper asthma attack. We'll have to talk to the doctor further and see if we can improve the management of it. But it was certainly quite scary. But Owen's actually here at the moment, so he's sitting with me.
You want to put him on? Does he want to have a chat on the radio?
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Hello.
G'day, Owen. How are you, mate?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Very well. I suppose, what would you like to say to the boys that gave you a hand the other day?
Thank you for rescuing me and giving up your race to rescue me. And, I'm happy that you put in the training that you've been taught to rescue me. And I'm grateful for you saving my life.
How
I would have gone under.
You were in all sorts of trouble. At what stage did you know you had a problem, Owen?
I was about at the can and I tried to take a breath and I thought it was just me being a little bit unco. So I took another breath and I couldn't take it. And I realized I started seeing stars and I just flipped onto my back and tried to breathe through my nose. It was working slow. It wasn't working to the best it could work, breathing through my nose, but it was better breathing through my mouth because I couldn't breathe through my mouth. But my legs started feeling heavy and I was about to go under.
Were you frightened?
Yeah, I was really scared because I thought there's 26 kids in the race and none of them saw me aside my two club mates and another club swimmer.
It's an amazing story, mate. So as far as the asthma goes, well, now let me ask you about this. Your dad just said that you rolled onto your back. So is that what's part of your training? Is that what you knew you had to do in this situation?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so it was amazing, I guess, seeing all the different aspects of that situation just play out in terms of what they've been taught going through what they were supposed to do. So Owen calming down and rolling onto his back and trying to attract the attention, and the other two boys coming over and signalling to the IRB and staying with him. It's just fantastic. Yeah, I guess there was a silver lining or a gold lining in it. The next day, after multiple hits of Ventolin, Owen came back and won a team gold medal with his two fantastic teammates in the Cameron relay. So it was certainly a happy ending to what was a pretty stressful Thursday.
Mate, it is, and we're so glad for everybody concerned that that's all worked out well. Peter, thank you for giving us an update on the story, and also to Owen for having a chat to us today. It's appreciated.
Thank you, and it is a heartwarming story. Owen said he was a bit embarrassed and a bit ashamed that they'd given up their race for him and that he caused them to, have to stop. But they, after the IRB looked after him and took him away, they continued on and finished the race. So I guess it really just shows the depth of character of these kids already.